Lessons from the Barren Fig Tree, June 23. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. I feel an earnest interest that those who have been creating dissension and strife shall be convicted of their wrong, and shall repent and be converted. Tell this to the people, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. Because the time is short, we need to follow diligently the king's business. Two nights ago, in visions of the night, I seemed to be addressing a company of our people. I was saying, I have a message for those who have been working to destroy the influence of the messages that the Lord has been giving to his servants. There are some who for years have been spreading their roots far, but their fruit bearing for Christ is represented by the barren fig tree. The lesson of the barren fig tree is one that we should keep continually before us. It is not profession of righteousness that will meet the needs of the world today and fulfill the will of God for the human family. God is looking for fruit-bearing branches. Feed my sheep with pure provender is the Lord's command to those who stand as teachers of the gospel of salvation. He has made provision that the gospel's saving power shall be represented in all places. I was shown that mistakes have been made that have left wrong impressions upon minds, because men were allowed to preside over important interests who were deficient of the saving grace of the gospel, who had not made its purity and simplicity a part of their lives, and who did not seek God often in humble, earnest prayer. Righteous, self-denying works were not considered by them to be a necessary part of Christian experience. They did not see the necessity of having the Spirit of Christ and of emulating His example in their work of ministry. I heard words of warning and entreaty spoken to young men, imploring them to make a full surrender and to obtain a thorough conversion. Ministers were exhorted to make decided changes. The Savior was presented to me as standing before the congregation, and addressing those who had stood to discourage and hinder others. The words were spoken, "Break every yoke. You are years behind where you should be in the carrying out of the plan of redemption. Let each seek his orders from the one in whom dwelleth truth and righteousness. Let all come into right relation to God, making thorough work of repentance. Let us press our case to the throne of grace. I pray that thorough conversions may now be experienced." To S. N. Haskell, President of the California Conference.